to a friend. Your friend's daughter wants to enter this world, then you are very well versed. So, if you aren't the one who does it, this is the reason why we keep knocking and saying,
oh, she could save her.
Yeah, it's like, okay. So, if you put her into this world, this is kind of your positive temple of her world, you can't do that. She is a kind of girl, if you know her, is stubborn as she is, she's also naive, right? She's the kind of girl who would have believed those two girls had her best interests at heart if she hadn't gotten beat plus three. Or she's the kind of girl who says, well, Drex, I went to a sex club and if I go to another sex club, I'm sure everything's going to be awesome, right? And then actually, you know, you're in a dungeon club, you wind up fucking dead. You know how you wind up dead in bondage, Julia? If someone doesn't know how to do roleplay properly, they can fucking die. If someone does anything bondage or BDSM, like, how did that ever get discussed in the 50 Shades of Grey book? Like, the dangers of bondage? I thought so, right?
People die all day.
Does that mean go fuck your friend's kid?
Oh, Jesus. I said in this world, in the bondage world. Well, like I said, I'm not going to apologize for shit. Fuck that. I know her mom was like, she'd be horrible for what she does, and guess what? Your her mom texts me later. A, her mom admitted the only thing that her mom had a problem with was the actual sex part. She's like, okay, go on.
Oh, no, shit.
This is gross. Hold on, check this out. Do you know why she was pissed? Because she wanted to take a push. He explicitly said, so it blew down so they can never go shoot. So we're like, oh my god, Jack says, well, hey, okay, well, why am I not in jail? If you've been this evil person, you know, this evil, I'm not in jail. I never saw a in jail in my life. Never. And I'm so annoyed. I'm the first guy, right? And that's why, when you look at people saying things, like, you guys, okay, I did a show with Nick, because the guy who keeps giving me, he's kind of, right? And this is that this is no lie, the next day, he had emailed Nick, and admitted that he was actually the best one. It's projection. I thought, like, Virginia, I never blamed any fucking kids. And he's like, okay. If I'm a dreamer, and I'm this horrible person, man, why is Ninja? Right? But I'm a freak, right?
Because Nick is also a fucking
you see what I'm saying? If I'm a dreamer, then why am I left alone with these kids? And they said, yeah, nothing happened. See how that works? You see how, this goes back to what I said. When I talked about, I can't wait for the internet anonymity is gone. See, Medane. And when I was growing up, Kalia, you couldn't just run around and make accusations. It's actually serious. Right? You start calling someone great or like, hold up, bro, because now you're talking about someone, you know, that has a name, right? Dreaming kids? Yeah. I've done everything from the story. I mean, it's. Oh, yeah. So when people lie to serious allegations, and this goes to that, you know where my stance is going to be. And I said, I have a serious problem with anybody who makes serious allegations and then hides behind internet anonymity, like, what are you doing? I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that. Because you're the world working type. Well, you say that shit. I mean, you must say shit with fucking police. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody talks like that. Korea, I've been here for 40 years old. These are the people who are the first people to call cops. So whoever that was, brother, after the clips.
Yeah, beautiful.
I have to. What's his name? Someone in the potential courts, people like that, or was it big black club muscular guy, whoever the fuck was getting the fuck. They can make accusations. Just to be without me too, he wasn't even there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't even there. So if people make an accusation, it's like, he's such a tough deal with kids. You know, I have a daughter, I don't play that shit. And people deal with kids. It's like, bro, you're making some serious allegations to be high internet anonymity. And then they say, I was able to keep the kids available for shit. necessary in terms of things would bust a great Republican Congress. They're soft. I know what soft people look like. I know what they smell like. I know how they behave. My dad knows me about soul time. No wonder he should have me.
Yeah, I did. Like, do you still hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, I did. I didn't know I had noise canceling on my headphones the whole time, so it drained my fucking battery to 4%. That's my wallet. Okay, so.
That's basically it. Like I said, if somebody wants to go ahead and call someone something, like when someone says, you're trying to change the definition, calling someone a groomer doesn't make them a groomer. Just like, when these Me Too cases happen. Like someone calls someone a rapist, right? Calling someone a rapist does not make them a rapist. You see what I'm saying? You're a rapist. It's like you keep screaming that, that didn't make me a rapist, bro. But you know, weird flex, right?
Yeah, but admitting you're a groomer.
When people have these like hollow threats, they're not gonna do nothing.
What the fuck?
These dudes, they've never done nothing. They've never booked. They've never known anybody booked. They've never done anything. That's why, so Kalia, these are the people who do, like, listen, when you say, all right, let's go meet up here and settle. See, back in the day, do you know how men settled disputes? They squared up. These guys, the first thing they say, I got guns. Okay.
There you go. Sure you don't want me to fuck you. Throw hands at me.
Sure you do. You got, I'm scared.
What the fuck? 17 weapons. To something like this would have been, I could have killed some people.
What the fuck are you saying?
I can hear. You're a little choppy, huh? What did you say now?
Oh,
goddammit.
Oh, why
the fuck is this reason?
You're
going to expect me to fucking
up to
you. Shut the fuck up,
Nate.
I'm not even black.
I think it's great. Spectre, you're awesome.
I didn't know who that was. I couldn't see. I just see a bunch of people who are muted.
Yeah, so that's context. I mean, but you agree that it is a little gross.
No. Here's why I always said this. I said I agree it's fucked up.
Well, I never said it was. That you do agree with that. So
look.
Her mom's position. Like, imagine your daughter being 22 and doing that. I mean, I don't think he would be very happy either.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Okay, well, so that's good. I didn't know that part, that you actually do agree that it is gross.
I can hear you. Can you say it again?
I don't know what's going on. Like, anyways, I want to say, a couple of years ago, we had a Shane Humphrey shoot.
No way,
separate, I might say the exact same, very similar. And people at him and kind of came to stay. He did something similar to Shane did. He took a lot of shit from everybody. And so he kind of, it was very similar to what Shane said he did.
Okay, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking at that going, okay, we can't be, and we can't have any specific thing out there, Nick. Because it's sort of hypocrisy thing, but she's a fool, Nick.
Well, that's preying on the women in this audience, but,
Nick, well, that you, after Shane, so fucking mad, you can say that you got drinks, it's fucking good. He did something similar to it. It's not that they're necessarily going to be you. It's
I'm on the chopping block by proxy, it sounds like, something like that.
It's kind of a guilt by association thing,
Yeah, and this is the thing. You guys have seen me on this show, like I said. I've said things people may like, I've said things people may dislike, but one thing I've always been is honest. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm very open about who I am. I'm open, like I said, I talk about my L's, I talk about my W's, right? Like, Thanos was an L, right? Like, no one can shame me, because guess what? There's no story that you guys will ever, you know, find out that you're like, I got dirt on Drex. What dirt? Right? You see what I'm saying? Like when I was at Thaz, and, you know, luckily there was no, you know, tranny clapping, I can laugh at myself like, oh, man, that was a, you know, near miss, right? You know, not to get ill, 11 months of ED. I can laugh at myself like, yeah, that was an ill. Right, the situation with the sub, I was like, yeah, this is a fucked up situation. Like, did I ever think about it? I never, you know, imagined myself in that situation, right? Like, you know, because think about it, you know, it's your friend's kid. You're like, oh, yeah, whatever, right? A lot of people, and this is the thing that a lot of people don't understand. I always ask people, you hear this from, like, military veterans and shit, right? Have you ever been in that situation? So, like ask somebody, hey, have you ever been in that situation? They're like, no. Of course they haven't. Right? I had never been in that situation until I got a fucking phone call from Portland about, hey, this girl that you've seen, that you've known since she was, you know, like I said, 13, I believe 13, 14, that girl is asking you about fucking BDSM shit. It's not normal. That's not normal shit you go through. So you're sitting there like, ugh. So when someone goes, okay, so go ahead, Drex, navigate it. And that's why I just told Kalia, you're basically doing a checklist. Talk her out of it. No, that's not going to work. All right, let's try to do this. No, that's not going to work. Find a dom. Ugh, but I don't know this area. That's not going to work. So wait, hold on. I got to order my food. Give me one sec. I'm about to mute myself. So that's the thing. Like I said, if someone wants to keep on screaming groomer, because that's what people do, all right, yeah, go ahead. More power to you, right? Okay, so I think that was Spec Tree was your name. So Spec, you've seen people who have attacked Nick for every reason under the sun, right? They call him everything, right? Have you noticed that Nick didn't fucking slit his wrists. He didn't stop doing his show. You know, he does what he does, right? He's going to be in Vegas next week.
They don't want him to do that. They want him to talk about it. They want him to react to shit that they are fucking saying. And Nick was giving it to him.
And Nick is an actual cuckold.
like Nick was responding to it, and that's what they want, because something I've learned over the years is with these people, if you respond, they say that's because what they're saying is true. And and if you don't respond, it's you're afraid to confront your truth, and they, no matter what, they will.
Yeah, they did that in this server, and I had people who, like I said, there were people who thought I was, like, trolling the server, right? Like, Drex has been trolling. No. People are literally telling me, yo, Drex, this is what I said about you on Kiwi Farms. Yo, like, here's the thing. Rather than just say my name, right? Rather just say, like, talk shit about me and just put Drex, these people tag me. So, yeah, I mean, you're on your phone right now, I'm assuming, like most people, right? When you tag somebody, it sends a notification, right? So you're like,
damn, that's that.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I didn't. Like, so in every Discord server I'm in, mine is set to alert me only when someone tags my name, right? So if you're just minding your own business,
what I mean is you can actually go into the phone settings, and even if you're fucking tagged, your phone won't vibrate or give you a notification.
Oh, no shit?
I have that set up because my work doesn't like me having a phone. But I don't
Yeah, as I said, I didn't know that. You guys know I get laughed at for being a boomer.
I don't know what kind of phone you have, but if you go into the notification settings, there should be a button you can press right next to Discord. And if you turn that off, it won't give you a notification.
That's me. That is me. Yeah, I got you. God bless Canes after a workout. I know that's an oxymoron, right? Eating fried chicken and fucking fries after you fucking worked out.
what else are you going to do?
That's it. I got to do a show with Nick and lead attorney at 11. Shit! I got to go back to fucking Walmart. I'm supposed to get fucking new boxers and t-shirts. Fuck it. Well, yeah, I gotta fly out tomorrow. So I fly out tomorrow morning at 7. So I'm gonna do this show with Nick. I think I'm only gonna stay for about 2 hours, maybe. I can't be on too long. And then I'm gonna. Oh my god, send these people forever to fucking run my car. God damn. There it is. Hey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Cards have been slow, like, all over the country today.
Oh, wait, say it again?
Running cards have been slow all over the country today.
Yeah, so it's been like fucking 3 minutes of the fucking cycle. God damn. I know the chip can't be that bad, right? Yeah, but like, okay, what you just said, Spectre, that's why, like, legal vices. So Jeff asked me to address it, and, like, I had people on Discord, like, Drex, just don't talk to him, don't talk to him. And I was like, look, people like Kalia's been cool, you know what I'm saying? And I have no problem telling the story, right? I can tell the story, but hey, that's that. If someone wants to believe it, sure. You want to sit there and be like, nah, I think he's lying. I mean, I'd say, you know, more power to you, I guess, right? I'm not going to sit here and convince somebody. Because it's what you said. It's the double-edged sword of if you don't respond, no catch up. All right, you two have a good one. It's going back to what he said, right? If you don't respond to these people, they say, you're a fucking pussy bitch. You're scared. And as soon as you do, or, you know, like you said, they'll start saying that, you know, it's truth, right? You don't respond. That's why I said, look, I have no problem responding, telling the story, which is all fact. It's not, you know, me trying to duck anything. Because here's the thing. When someone tells a story and they sound like they're some fucking saint, you should always, okay, watch this. Eliza Blue tells a story, right? She does nothing wrong in any story.
I saved my friend's daughter.
When Kalia asked me, Drex, do you believe that's fucked up? Yes, that's fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so not cool, Kalia, that if I ever get put in that position again with any other friend's daughter, I'm like, yeah, let me just go ahead and just go tell their parents now. You know?
That's great.
What's that?
That's good.
Yeah. No, Kalia, let me explain this, though. The reason why I didn't. Okay, you said earlier about how, you know, your personality from, I think you said, like, you know, 16 to 25 or whatever. So, Kalia, let me tell you what her personality is like. If I had told her mom, this is what would have happened. Her mom would have called her and exploded in anger. She would have said, Drex, you fucking betrayed me. Do you know what she would have done next?
Wanted somebody else?
Not just someone else. She would have just gone, like, full-on self-destructive buck wild. You see what I'm saying? Like, out of spite. Like, you betrayed my trust. I told you these. See? So, like I said, I played all of these things in my head. I'm like, this is a fuck. Like I said, I acknowledge to Elb, I acknowledge to Kalia, whoever else. It's a fucked up situation. I never thought I'd be in that situation. Look, I never thought I was going to be in a situation where the dude I started the swinger group with was facing 175 years. He calls me and tells me, yo, man, in the event I get locked up and shit, you were the only real bro in this shit, man, you can fuck my girl. The dudes have you ever known said, yeah, man, you can go ahead and smash my girl. You see what I'm saying? Everyone is quick to judge somebody and run their fucking mouth. And when you ask these people, hey, have you ever been in these situations? No. Have you been in this situation? No. They never need, because do you know why they never been in these situations, Kalia? Because most people who run their mouth the most on the internet, that's all they've ever done is run their mouth on the internet. You see what I'm saying? Like, when Nick goes up on YouTube, and people, and anything he says, people want to use it as ammo. They're using ammo that he himself has said. So that's why when these people, like, and this is what Brock has said, when he's like, show your face, you know, who are you? This is the reason why these people don't do it, because they know. The moment you show your face and I know who you are, people can go into your background, right? You see what I'm saying? If your name is, you know, Joe Blow from wherever, right? And all of a sudden, people know who you are, right? Now people can go, hold up. You were arrested for a fucking cheese pizza. You're arrested for this. You did that. See, that's why they want to hide behind internet anonymity. So, yeah, let these people say whatever the fuck they want. But like I said, I'll acknowledge it.
Yeah, I got shit in my background. I'm still going to stay in my
mind. I just think that has something like that in his background. He just talks a lot of shit.
Oh, wait, say it again.
Summit has something like that as background. He just talks a lot of shit.
I know.
I'm on the receiving end. I'm on the receiving end of it a lot.
That's funny. I know. Well, like,
Director can't hear them. He has them muted.
They interrupt me every time I try to answer a question with Kalia. Like, you know, I want to thank, what's his name? Summon the Potential Course. I want to thank Summon the Potential Course. I want to give a special thank to Big Black Cum Guzzler. Because you guys just helped me realize a feature that I never actually used, which is the menu. I think we should say that button. Like, oh, you can mute people? Holy shit, there's a bunch of time. Because on my server, certain people would talk over each other. Like, can they hear this fucker? Like, well, how come they didn't stop talking? It finally hit me. They muted the person. They're just talking. Like, oh, got it. So, yeah, you know, like I said, these people talk shit. They're never going to do nothing. Because they're not that guy.
Summon talks shit to everybody, but he's pretty much harmless.
Of course he's harmless. He's a sweetheart. I know he is.
What is it? I'm called a faggot, Summon.
Fucking internet! What can I do to you people?
These guys try to get a rise out of you. You guys, I don't raise my voice. I don't talk. I don't start screaming.